beautiful weather we're having. Thank you for making it tonight. I can see that you all did. I was expecting, I have snowshoes at home. If I have to wear my snowshoes, I will be the only one here. Thank you for being here tonight. For many, Messiah marks the beginning of Christmas. And in this world of noise and stress, it can help us to refocus on the peace and the magic of the season. I have a few housekeeping bits to share before we get started this evening. First, telephones. Don't. And that is to say, yeah, exactly. Like this fine lady is doing here. Oh, I better check to see. Yeah, check. I just turned mine off in there, so I know mine's not going to ring. Quiet, check your phones. Bathrooms. They are up that door, up the stairs, and to the left. If you can manage to move between movements, that's great. If you can wait till intermission, that's better. But if you don't stand on the ceremony, it's better that you use them than that you don't. For whom in the room here this evening is this the first time hearing the London Pro Music Choir? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. It's great to see new faces, and thank you for being here this evening. Now, is there anyone in the room for whom this is the first time hearing Handel's Messiah live? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's exciting. And just going back to the first time I heard it live, I was in it. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard a performance of Handel's Messiah from the outside. Huh. Maybe next year. Thank you for choosing us. I really hope that this is the first of many and varied performances that you enjoy for years to come. I have some thank yous to our sponsors, the London Community Foundation, the Good Foundation, London Arts Council, the City of London, the Ontario Arts Council. Without these organizations, we couldn't do what we do. Please, a warm round of applause.
Also, the wonderful businesses that have purchased advertising in our program. Please patronize those businesses. Take those programs home. It is organizations like that, is those small businesses that help arts stay alive in our community. So please, a warm round of applause for them as well. And finally, to you, good people. Classical music is not an easy sell, I'd know. And you've chosen to come out in the cold, and I say that as a Manitoban, in the cold, to this rather beautiful setting, and listen to a piece of music that was written in 1741. And you're going to love it. And I thank you for choosing to be here tonight. So thank you. Round of applause for yourselves. So we've got an absolutely stellar lineup of soloists and instrumentalists tonight, along with this great choir you see behind me. It's all the right ingredients for a wonderful night of absolutely breathtaking music. Now, we are not doing the full Messiah. No one does the full Messiah. No one has time for the full Messiah. We'd be here till Thursday. But we are doing, of course, the entirety of the Christmas section with good chunks of the Passion and Resurrection sections thrown in. It is a, in my estimation, a full meal without being, no, I couldn't possibly stand anymore. If there's one thing tonight, I want you to not only listen, but I want you to hear. I want you to hear what this beautiful story is telling us. Here today in our own little London. I've had the honor of conducting the Messiah many times in recent years, and I've been performing it since I was a teenager. And I look forward to it every year, without exception. At the best of those times, conductors have focused on the words, the libretto, the poetry, the story of the Messiah. Something from which I draw great inspiration and something that I work to emulate. Because, folks, this powerful oratorio is much more than the Hallelujah chorus. Far, far more. It contains history, stories, traditions, and hope. And many, many fast notes. Now, we're living in a dark time. No one denies it, and no one in this room is immune to it. But instead of distracting ourselves with fluff tonight, you've chosen to sit with a tradition that draws inspiration from one of many authors who, 27 centuries ago, penned the words, "Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people." Let that sink in. For 2,700 years, people have been reading, weighing, and drawing strength and solace from these words through times of great joy as well as times of great despair. Friends, there is always a light in the darkness, and we are part of that tradition. And so comfort ye, my people. As we make our way through the Messiah tonight, take a moment to listen, to hear the words of the choir and the soloists sing with passion. Perhaps you'll find something new in the music you've heard many times before. And who knows, it might just make this Christmas and the Christmas of those you love something to truly celebrate. And so, be steadfast, be hopeful, and thank you for being here. Enjoy Handel's Messiah.
the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Yeah.
and I will share. The earth and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will share. And I will share. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
Thank you. Great light.
Oh,
Is your hope is amazing?